Good morning, church. Hello. A very warm welcome to you all worshiping with us here this morning. Welcome also to those who are worshiping via Zoom and those who listen to our service from our church's website afterwards. As some of you would know, Florence and myself have been to South Africa, and that was our first visit. I've penned something on the journal concerning that trip. It was a beautiful one, and Florence is still struggling with that enjoyment, so she's not feeling too well and is not in church this morning. The intimations are as printed on the order of service in your hand, and after the service, we are all invited to come to the church hall for teas and coffees. But before we begin our service, just one sad news. A few days ago, we learned that June Steen, the wife of late Stuart Steen, passed on to glory. Can I ask the congregation to kindly stand, if you may, for a moment of silence? Gracious God, our Father, you have given us life, and when that life comes to an end here on earth, we trust that we come back to you to be with you. We thank you for the life of June, whom you have now called out of the darkness of this world into your marvelous light. Keep her safe by your side until that time when we meet to part no more. May June and all departed faithful servants rest in perfect peace. Amen. If you want to keep standing, it's time to sing our first hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. It's 160.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Faithful God, you are our true shepherd, watchful, just, and good. You do not abandon the flock. You do not ignore the lost. When leaders fail, when care disappears, when voices go unheard, you still speak, you still seek, you still save. We come to you now trusting not in ourselves, but in your mercy. Open our hearts, set us right, lead us into your presence. Lord, we confess we have wandered. We have chosen what is easy over what is right. We have looked out for ourselves and ignored the weak. We have spoken when we should have listened and stayed silent when we should have stood up. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we have failed to care for others, for your world, even for ourselves. Forgive us for any part we have played in harm or neglect, in silence or selfishness. Come, shepherd of our souls, gather us in, mend what is broken, and shape us again to walk in your ways. For the sake of Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for the sheep and taught us always to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, 10,000 reasons, our next hymn.
Before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
Good morning, children.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? Good? Did you go back to school this last week? So that was the first week back in school after Easter. How was it? It was good? Good. And are you all enjoying school? You did what?
STEAM. Science, engineering, maths, arts, and math.
Wow. Do you like math? That's good. This morning I want to talk about something I'm sure most of us will be familiar with. Do you know who a shepherd is? What does a shepherd do? He looks after his sheep. His. Are there female shepherds too?
Yes.
There must be. So a shepherd looks after his or her sheep. Yes? One more. Can we say a little bit more about that? How do they look after their sheep?
They will protect them.
They will protect them from predators. That's a difficult word, isn't it? You're very smart to know that kind of word. They protect their sheep from predators and from harm. So a shepherd provides protection. And they make sure that they also feed the sheep, right? That they don't go hungry. They take them to green pastures, as we read from Psalm 23. Now, Jesus called himself a shepherd. Jesus called himself a shepherd, the good shepherd. Why did you think Jesus called himself a shepherd?
His students?
Yes. So who are his sheep? Who are Jesus' sheep? Us. Can we clap for the children? We are the sheep of Jesus. So he says that he is the gate for the sheep and that he is a good shepherd or the good shepherd. Meaning that what does he do for us or to us as his sheep? What does Jesus do? He looks after us. He loves us. He protects us from harm. And what that means is that each time we pray and each time we listen to God and to Jesus Christ, you know, we know that we are listening to someone who is protecting us, who can guide us, and who brings us to the places where we can find green pastures. So Jesus is our good shepherd. And if you were given the choice, take you are a little lamb, or you are a Baba. I think there's a song that Chris taught us about Baba sheep or something like that. So you are Ba. Would you want a lion to protect, to look after you? Would you accept that a lion should look after you? A lion? Can a lion look after you? A lion? What about a bear? They both eat you. That's correct. So you would want a shepherd. You want a more gentle person to look after you. And Jesus Christ is that gentle person. He's very gentle. He loves us. He watches over us. He wants everything for our own good. So each time we pray to God, we know that we are in the hands of a shepherd who loves us, who cares for us, who watches over us, and who provides for us. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, who is our good shepherd, and we thank you for his guidance and provision, for his care and protection over us. We thank you for our children as they listen to your word. Continue to open their hearts and teach them these lessons while they are still young, so that when they grow up, they will never depart from them. Take the glory and the honor as we continue to serve you in the world. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. 531.
This morning's first reading is taken from the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 1 to 10. The passage is entitled Shepherds and Sheep. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool, and slaughter the choice of animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, or healed the sick, or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays, or searched for the lost. You have ruled brutally and harshly. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, because my flock lacks a shepherd, and so has been plundered and has become food for all the wild animals, and because my shepherds did not search for my flock, but cared for themselves rather than for my flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am against the shepherds and will hold them accountable for my flock. I will remove them from tending the flock so that the shepherds can no longer feed themselves. I will rescue my flock from their mouths and it will no longer be food for them. And in the New Testament, the second reading is taken from Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. The passage is entitled, The Good Shepherd and His Sheep. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Thanks be to God for these words from his holy word. We will continue in worship by singing hymn 14 from CH4, The Lord is My Shepherd.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our good shepherd, you call us by name, and your voice brings life. As we reflect from your word now, still every other voice, the noise of distraction, the pull of doubt, the weight of worry. By your Spirit, help us to listen, not just with our ears, but with our hearts. Speak truth where we are confused, hope where we are weary, and direction where we feel lost. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, my theme for reflection this morning is the same on our newsletter. To be free is not just to cast off one's chains. This is not my quote, it is from Nelson Mandela. It is often said that travel broadens the mind. And I can now testify that it also breaks your heart in the best possible way. As Anita Daisy suggested, wherever you go becomes a part of you somehow. Her thoughts capture the emotional depth of travel, not just as an experience that expands our understanding, but one that leaves a lasting mark on our inner life. After Easter, Florence and myself traveled to South Africa for a double celebration, the Golden Jubilee of my dear sister, Dr. Mrs. Pishensaki, and my birthday too. Yet what began as a family holiday unfolded into a pilgrimage of the soul. On 28 April, we walked the streets of Soweto, visiting the home of Nelson Mandela at 8115 Orlando West and the nearby residence of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Although we couldn't enter the latter, which is now home to his grandchildren, I was still struck not only by the history of those walls, but also by the moral gravity that lingers in their absence. Our tour guide pointed out several striking quotes etched along the walls of Mandela's home. One in particular felt like a summons to the soul. Quote, "To be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others," end of quote. That quote stopped me in my tracks. It echoed with unmistakable clarity the voice of the Good Shepherd in John 10:1-10, and the fierce rebuke of unfaithful leadership in Ezekiel 34:1-10. Mandela's words not only recalled sacred texts, but exposed a deeper truth about our present condition. Nelson Mandela had walked through literal prisons. But many today, especially in our Western world, live in prisons of a different kind, prisons of cynicism, apathy, division, and individualism. Our freedom is not in question, but its purpose is. Jesus Christ said, "I am the good shepherd," not a politician, not a philosopher, a shepherd. Someone who walks with the sheep, knows them by name, protects them, and lays down his life for them. That is leadership, not as the world defines it, but as heaven embodies it. On the surface, John 10:1-10 seems like a pastoral metaphor, but it is in fact a radical critique of false leadership, what Jesus Christ calls thieves and robbers. In the context of first century Palestine, this was a direct jab at corrupt religious authorities, political opportunists and anyone who sought power at the expense of the vulnerable. Does that not sound familiar to you? We are surrounded by leaders today who, like the hired hand, abandon the sheep when wolves appear. Whether in the world of politics, media, or even in the church, many have mistaken charisma for character and spectacle for substance. During our time in South Africa, I found myself contemplating the cost of true leadership. Here were two men, Mandela and Tutu, who could have chosen comfort but chose confrontation with injustice instead. Mandela spent 27 years in prison. Tutu faced persecution and threats for speaking truth to power, but their legacy is not suffering. It is freedom rooted in compassion. That is the voice of the Good Shepherd. It is not always the loudest, but it is the truest. And those who listen to that voice learn to recognize it in the cries of the oppressed, the tears of the bereaved, and even in the silence of personal prayer. Jesus Christ says, "My sheep know my voice." This is not simply about hearing with ears, but with the heart. To hear Jesus in our day is to discern his character in the noise of competing ideologies and to choose his way when other paths look easier or more popular. I believe Europe, and yes, even our small village of Newport-on-Tay, needs this shepherd voice more than ever. We live in a society that increasingly tells us you are your own shepherd. Find your truth, create your own path. But individualism, unmoored from love, becomes a lonely wilderness. Jesus Christ, on the other hand, calls us by name. He leads us in and out to find pasture, not to isolate us, but to nourish us. "I came," he says, "that they may have life and have it abundantly," not just existence, but flourishing. The tragedy of our age is not the lack of freedom, but the abuse of it. Like the Israelites in Deuteronomy 8:1-3, we think we know the way. We think we have arrived. But often God must lead us into wilderness seasons to teach us that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. I saw this truth etched in the dust of Soweto, in the resilience of those who endured apartheid, and in the spirit of celebration during my birthday dinner, surrounded by Cameroonian Presbyterians ministering in South African cities. The church is alive in places where oppression once reigned. Friends, the question is not whether we are free. It is how are we using our freedom? Mandela's words are a mirror held up to our lives. So is Jesus' voice. Both ask, are we enhancing the freedom of others or merely guarding our own comfort? This is the calling of the church today. We are not called to retreat into safe sanctuaries, but to embody Christ in the world, to proclaim his voice not only in sermons, but in systems, in policies, in hospitality to refugees, in courage to name injustice, and in compassion that dares to cross borders. I wonder, do our neighbors in Newport-on-Tay hear the voice of the Good Shepherd through us, or just another echo of cultural noise? Let us be honest, we have not always followed the shepherd well. Like Israel, we have often forgotten who led us through our own wilderness. We have trusted in wealth, security, and politics more than in the one who lays down his life. But hear this good news. The shepherd does not abandon his sheep. Even when we wander, he calls us by name. Even when the wolves circle, he stands between us and danger. And here is the twist of the gospel. The shepherd becomes the lamb. He does not wield power over us, but sacrifices himself for us. That is the kind of leadership the world needs and the kind we are called to imitate. So as we return from holidays, as the routines begin again and the calendar fills, let us not settle into old habits of self-preservation. Let us not confuse freedom with comfort or resilience with retreat. Because true freedom, as Jesus shows us, is not found in escaping hardship. It is found in entering into the needs of others with open hands and open hearts. It is not about casting off our own chains only, but by walking with those still shackled by poverty, injustice, loneliness, and despair. Jesus says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture." This is the rhythm of the resurrection life. Not just safety inside, but courage outside. Not just peace within, but purpose beyond. The world is full of voices, some loud, some persuasive, many empty. But the good shepherd still speaks from eternity. He calls you by name. He leads you into life that is not just survival, not just getting by, but life in all its fullness. So when the thieves of fear, cynicism, and division come knocking, remember they did not open the gate for you. Jesus did. Walk through it, live boldly, love widely, and trust that the shepherd who laid down his life for you will not abandon you. Rise, church, the gate is open. Go freely, fully, and fearlessly into the life God has already won for you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our shepherd and our friend, you know our names. You walk with us through green pastures and dry valleys. Teach us to recognize your voice amid the noise. Lead us in paths of justice, mercy, and humility. Shape us into a people whose freedom is shared, not hoarded. May our lives echo your love and reflect your truth. And may the world through us hear your voice calling still. In your name we pray. Amen. Brother, sister, let me serve you. 694. Let us pray, let us dedicate the offering, and let us intercede. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the gate through whom we enter, the shepherd who calls us by name, and the giver of life, life in all its fullness. We bring these offerings not as a payment, but as a sign of our gratitude and trust. You have given freely, now we give back freely. Use what we place before you today. Our money, yes, but more than that, our time, our energy, our gifts. Let these be used not to build fences, but to open gates of welcome. Not to protect comfort, but to extend compassion. Make our giving a means of grace, to feed, to shelter, to guide, and to heal. Jesus, our good shepherd, you call us by name and lead us into life. Yet the world you love still groans with injustice, conflict, fear, and loneliness. We bring before you the needs of others and our own longings. For all who suffer under broken leadership, in nations torn by war, in institutions led by ego instead of care, and in churches that have wounded rather than healed, raise up shepherds after your heart, O Lord. For the hungry and the homeless, for the refugee and the forgotten, for those imprisoned by bars or by despair, open gates to safety, hope, and new life. For our community here in Newport on Tay, that we might be a flock who follow your voice, not just in worship, but in our words, our work, and our welcome. Let our freedom not isolate us, but invite others in. For those on our hearts today, speak their names with tenderness, O Christ. Draw near to the weary, restore the lost, heal the broken. Jesus Christ, you are the gate, you are the way, you are the life. Keep us from following the voice of strangers. Give us courage to walk your path and grace to lead others toward freedom that is shared. In your name we pray. Amen. We bring this service to a close singing, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. It's 352. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.